Tenant Stacy Gomez, who has been in an ongoing rent eviction battle at her home of 5 years with her landlord of 1 year, held a press conference on Thursday, October 27, at 4 p.m. at CIR Law Firm with her lawyer Mitch Broughton and Lisa LeChance, the MLA for Halifax Citadel Sable Island, to discuss the latest updates on Gomez's rent eviction case.
Thank you for being here today. My name is Stacy Gomez, and as I think many Nova Scotians will know, I have been fighting for my right to housing, to be able to remain or return to my home of close to 5 years. The building is owned by landlord Marcus Ranjabar. So imagine going away temporarily, let's say you went on vacation, and then your landlord tells you that your tenancy is up permanently. That's how I feel, that's what's happening right now. So I want to share a bit around the latest developments. On September 12th, I won my hearing at the Residential Tenancy Board, and it was stated that I could remain in my home. During that process, I said, if there are repairs that need to be done, I would definitely cooperate, and if that means being away from my home for a period of time for the repairs to take place, I would do that with the expectation that I would return to my home.
2 days before her press conference on October 25, Gomez was served by landlord Marcus Ranjabar with a Form F, a notice to quit due to additional circumstances.
So when the ban on rent evictions was lifted, the landlord said, hey, there's high levels of radon in the unit and you should leave. I asked to see a copy of the results. They did not share that. And then at the hearing, they said that they never said that. They submitted a report in mid-August as part of this hearing process saying that there was high levels of mold. This was the first time that I heard that that this was being raised as a concern. And in that report, it says that the landlord knew that there was a mold issue since November 2021, prior to purchasing the property. So for almost a year, he remained silent about this issue, and he took no actions in my unit, not even putting in dehumidifiers or fixing any visible water damage in my unit. Now the building is condemned, and he's using this as an opportunity to get me to leave permanently. So when I learned that there was a possible mold issue, I alerted municipal officials because I wanted to get an independent perspective around this matter. And they came and they told the landlord, Marcus Ranjabar, that he needed to submit a professional air quality test. He dragged his feet. He submitted the results a month late. And then I was... when they came on Tuesday, I was, when municipal officials came on Tuesday, I was told that I needed to immediately leave. And I complied, leaving temporarily so that repairs, I left temporarily while repairs took place, and fully expecting to return to my home.
Regarding the renovations around mold in her apartment, Gomez says the notice came with no end date and that she didn't know how long she needed to stay at another place while renovations took place.
So in the order that was given to the landlord that the building is condemned, there is no end date. For all we know, it could be a few days that I'm supposed to be out of my unit, or it could be longer. We simply don't know. But the landlord is now moving to say that my tenancy has been permanently terminated, effective immediately, and that I must take my items, all of my belongings, out of my unit by tomorrow, and if not, he's going to take them out for me. So, this is the latest development in my case right now, and this is a violation of my tenancy rights. There are processes that need to be followed when a landlord is seeking to evict a tenant. I would end by saying we're calling on Minister Colton LeBlanc to ensure that the rules are followed in this situation. And it's the landlord's responsibility to ensure that that the tenant has a safe home. and this has not been followed.
Gomez's lawyer said they do not accept that her tenancy has been terminated.
Sure, my name is Mitch Broughton. I'm an associate lawyer here at CIR Law. And yes, I can tell you about the process as I do practice tenancies law. Generally in something like this, they would file what's called a Form F. There'd be a certain amount of days that they would have to give them notice where they want the tenant to leave, 5 to 7 days, depending on the circumstances of it. If the tenant then refuses to vacate or denies that they should be required to, then they must file a Form J application to director and have a tenancies hearing to determine if it truly is necessary for them to vacate. You cannot have a landlord unilaterally evicting tenants. That would create an incredibly chaotic situation that the legislature has purposely avoided by putting this legislation into effect. We're of the position that the landlord's not properly following this legislation and is in breach of the statutory conditions to keep the unit fit for human habitation. We don't know the extent of that, but at least enough to have it condemned. We're also quite concerned that they're not following the new rent evictions provisions and are trying to potentially avoid the compensation that flows from those provisions by going to this new process. That's very unclear as this is still developing, but it's a significant concern that we have.
So she is evicted or not? What?
The landlord is of the position that she's evicted. Mm-hmm. We are not of that position. We are of the position that the tenancy continues until there's an order of termination from the Residential Tenancies Board or the Small Claims Court.
But the city has declared it an unsafe premises? So
for an undisclosed amount of time, like temporarily, my client has to vacate the accommodations. That is a separate issue from whether or not her tenancy is ongoing. If the landlord simply fixes the apartment, deals with mold issue, there's no reason why my client could not move back in and continue to be a tenant.
So I'm Lisa Lachance. I'm the MLA for Halifax, Sill, Sable Island, and Stacey lives in the constituency. First of all, I just wanted to say I wish that we all didn't have to be here for Stacey's sake, but I admire her determination and her resolve because I think, since the ban on rent evictions ended in March, we receive phone calls all the time. So I know that there's a record of a certain number of hearings that have dealt with rent evictions, but I also know that more often than not, folks don't enter into that process because, first of all, it's clearly not effective. It's not working. So people have to wait a long time in times of real uncertainty, and then the act is and the enforcement of the act is not working. So we're not getting it's not being enforced. People are not being treated fairly or well when they seek to go under the act. So I think this is the government needs to act, and the government needs to act now. And I think we hear a lot about balancing the rights and responsibilities of tenants and landlords. I think what we really want to see in the act and in enforcement is respect for what people are going through with their homes and the places they live, to see that that in fact the system can work to protect people in these situations.
CKDU reached out to landlord Marcus Ranjabar through email, and he said that this is not an eviction issue as Gomez claims. He said that this is by law an HRM compliance issue, rendering the unit unsafe to live in. He also added that he tried to work with Ms. Gomez to prevent this, but that it has been a difficult process. The deadline to start remediation provided by HRM is November 4. Otherwise, Ranjabar claims he'll receive levy fines of $237.50 per day.